Dreamscape presents The Guilty One by Bill Schweigert, narrated by Matt Godfrey. Chapter 1. 6 months ago. The massive tweaker spun Patrol Officer Callum Cal Farrell round and round on Duke Street. It was like riding a frothing, tattooed carousel, thought Cal. Then, I don't belong here. It was an odd thing to think, even for this situation, which was plenty odd already. Cal had been called to a convenience store on the long avenue that ran east-west toward Old Town Alexandria, where a large, shirtless vagrant called Tiny had posted by the front door to harass the owner, unnerve patrons, and generally make a nuisance of himself. It was hot. An unbearably sticky day for July in Northern Virginia, which was a harbinger of an unbearably hot and sticky summer ahead, and Cal's mood was sour. The sun seemed to have leached the blue from the sky, and the air was distorted around the tires and hoods of the cars idling along Duke, which Cal caught in flashes as Tiny whipped him around. Up close, Tiny's head was massive, made even more so by a wild mane of dirty, very dirty, blonde hair that exploded from his head and chin, flowed outward, and pooled around his shoulders. It gave his head a triangular shape and put Cal in mind of an erupting volcano. Maybe it was the heat, but the eyes at the center of the volcano weren't filled with rage, but rather fear and confusion. God knows what he really sees, thought Cal as he spun around. Beyond Tiny's leonine head and impressive shoulders, Cal saw snatches of their surroundings. Convenience store, takeout barbecue joint, lines of cars, the supermarket across Duke, used tire store, convenience store again, takeout barbecue. This was not as fun as it looked. Still, Cal enjoyed being a cop for the most part, which is why the stray, "I don't belong here," was so unbidden, like it was a signal from someone else that his brain's Wi-Fi had intercepted. His father had been a cop, and Cal liked helping people and patrolling a patch of territory to keep the peace. But he knew he would love being a detective, and this was the path to get there. Along the path, there were obstacles and hazards. Dragons, rolling boulders, raging rivers. Or, like today, a shirtless giant who smelled like boiling vinegar.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?